Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
There are many twists and turns when it comes to finding your purpose in life. So Andrea and I are thrilled to have back on the show the wonderful Cornell Thomas. He is the author of The Power of Positivity, Controlling Where the Ball Bounces. Cornell, hello again, our friend.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
We are good. How have you been?
I'm doing great. I just got back from Boston yesterday. So I was in Lisa's neck of the woods, and now I'm here talking to my buddies.
Perfect. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what we're going to talk about today. Just jump right in, because I find this topic so interesting, you know, the twists and turns, and it doesn't always go the way we want it to go. So tell us a little bit about what's on your mind about it.
Well, for me personally, you know, it hits home because I was on a path of, you know, playing professional basketball, and I felt that's my only thing I was going to do in life. And then when I got injured, I was kind of stuck and like at a crossroads where, okay, well, what am I going to do now? I had this big dream of playing professional basketball, and now my path is different. So you almost feel like, okay, well, I failed at my dream, when really you might not. It's not your fault, or it's not that you failed. It's just that there's something else that's calling you that you need to go through. So for me, it was helping people and trying to inspire people. That's my purpose in life. So without that, you know, injury, without that, you know, path change, I never would have found my purpose. So it's not always a bad thing. I think we look at it like, oh, well, you know what? I really want to go here with my life and do this or be a famous actress, and I end up doing this instead. Well, maybe it wasn't your path to be an actress. Maybe your path was to do what you're doing right now.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, it's funny. When I was 18, I did a little radio. It's a long story. And one of the people in the PR department was like, oh, that girl should be doing radio. And it, I was going to school in California. I was studying anthropology. They didn't really have a media thing. And for years, I remember kicking myself, being like, why? I could have done this so much earlier, you know. But now it's like, well, I'm doing it now. And there was a lot of twists and turns to getting here. But, you know, who knows what would have happened if I had gone. It might have worked out. It may not have. I mean, Andrea, how about for you?
You know, for me, I definitely, there are a lot of things that I always said, oh, I wanted to do this, or I want to do that. But I believe, like Cornell says, I believe in the universe, the power of the universe. I believe that it takes us where we need to go, and whatever's meant for us to be is where we're going to end up. So things that, you know, present itself in our life are for, you know, there are certain reasons why they do, and certain roads that we could choose to take or not to take to kind of lead us where we want to go. So, you know, Cornell, when you were saying before, you know, I'm curious, what is your purpose? You know, you were saying it's not really the purpose you thought, you know, playing basketball, but what is your purpose?
My purpose on life, I truly believe, is to help other people. And that's in a variety of different capacities. I think it's through basketball and to help mentor young people, which I'm doing. I think it's to help with my writing and have people, you know, inspire and motivate people through my writing. And I think it's to help through my speaking, to go and speak to people and just kind of spread the message about staying positive. So it all boils down to helping others, but I think that's what my purpose is in life. And when people look at me like, man, don't you wish you would have played professional basketball? I'm like, man, no, not really. Because if I did, there'd be thousands of people and connections that I never would have made. And I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now, which is changing other people's lives. So I have no regrets.
You know, I want to touch on what you're talking about, because for those people who are listening might say, you said your answer was, you know, no, not really. But what I would want to know, and for people out there who are listening as well, is that 100% the truth? Because, I mean, I know that if I really wanted to do something, let's say, for example, and it didn't pan out the way I wanted it to do, and it's what I wanted, but not necessarily what the universe or what was meant to be for us, how do we get over that? How do we say, okay, well, how do we look at it as a higher purpose and be okay with that?
Well, for me personally, I look at it like, okay, do I wake up every day and am I happy? And that's 100% yes. And then I look at it as, okay, well, have you helped other people achieve their dreams and achieve their goals, and how does that make you feel? So my dream and my goal was a great dream and goal for me, but now I can affect other people and help them get to where they want to go. And that brings me giving back, that, you know, that, you know, seeing that gratitude from other people is way better than me playing professional basketball for 5, 6 or 7 years and coming home and then trying to figure out what to do. So when I say not really, I think the first month after I was injured, I probably would have told you, no, you're out of your mind. I definitely would want to be playing professional basketball. But then as I went on and saw that my, you know, my path was, it's supposed to be what it is now, then I'm okay with it. I think all of us, we look in the past so much, so when something happens and we don't get there, we're just like, oh, man, if only this would have happened, or if only this would happen. You are where you are for a reason. There's a reason that you're not doing it. So you have to look at it as that way. If you look at it as, oh, I'm a failure, I didn't accomplish it, and you live in the past, then you're never going to be able to do anything in the present, and definitely not in the future. So it's kind of you just got to let it go and believe that the universe has a plan for you and go with it from there.
Now, what about for those people that are saying, okay, I'm trying to find my purpose. I'm not really passionate about anything. I don't really know what I want to do. What advice would you give to those people?
One, that's fine for right now. If you don't know what you're put on this earth to do, that's fine, because I didn't either for my first 26 years of my life. That's okay. But, you know, when you're reading and you're trying to learn as much as possible, sometimes your purpose or, you know, that just hits you. Or sometimes something happens and just hits you. You know, do your research. I think if you just sit in your house and you don't read a book and you don't try to learn anything new, or you don't look at other people's stories, then you'll never know what your purpose is, because you only know what you know. You're just kind of sitting down and like, okay, well, maybe I'm not meant to do anything. But sometimes you can see a video or see something that inspires you, and you're like, man, I want to do that. And you hear that all the time. There's millions of stories like that. So my advice would be continue like to learn about other people, learn about the world, you know, learn about people that might have similar backgrounds than you. Like, what do they do with their lives? And sometimes you just end up finding it by accident.
Yeah, you really do. And, you know, Cornell, you mentioned earlier about failure. I think it's important to fail, brush yourself up, get back up. And, you know, we've talked about this, Cornell. I'm a big person in believing, and you have to feel your feelings. And everyone, you know, heals in their own time. And how long it took you to get over not doing your original dream could have taken longer for somebody else. And I think we have to be kind to ourselves and let ourselves, if we feel down, feel down. Okay. And if you're not ready to jump into something new, don't jump into something new. And it's hard, right? Because there's that fine line. Like, I knew I had a friend who really wanted this one particular thing. And when it didn't happen, he just kind of totally gave up. And it wasn't like a normal grieving That's thing. Bad. It was like completely gave up. And so I'm not big on that either. But you know what I mean? So it can be complicated.
Yeah, we're all different. You know, we're all different, you know, as human beings. But the thing to see is, like, when you're crying about or worrying about that opportunity you missed, how many opportunities are you missing that are probably right in front of you? And that's what I say. Like, if I'm grieving about me being injured, or me, if I grieved for longer than a month, 2 months, after I got injured and came back and realized that, hey, maybe this is not what I want to do, I would have missed my opportunity to coach. I would have missed my opportunity to open up Crossroads Basketball, which is helping hundreds of kids. I would have missed that opportunity right there. So, you know, a grieving period is fine, but at some point, you have to have your eyes open for other things that might be coming your way. And you have to accept that the universe, for whatever reason, it throws you those obstacles, and you just got to get over them and move on eventually.
Cornell, we have about under a minute left. So what I'd like to do to end the show is, can you provide our listeners with a mantra? So, you know, let's say they're going through a rough time. What can you leave them with? Some type of mantra that they could say to themselves when they're feeling like they're not really reaching that purpose, or they haven't found it yet, really quickly.
Well, I use the one that my mom told me. Everything happens for a reason, and that encompasses so many different things. You have to understand, you know, good or bad, it happens for a reason, and you might not know why, and it might take you a little while, like it took me a little while to figure out why these things happen, but you have to trust that it does.
Well, everything happens for a reason. Words of wisdom from Cornell's mom. Cornell, thank you so much for being on our show again.
Thanks, guys.
If you'd like to learn more about Cornell, you can visit his website, powerofpositivity.net. You can also follow him at Cornell Thomas on Twitter. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.